And cooling. To make sure your air conditioner is ready for the season, ask about the maintenance agreements. In fact, purchase a new American Standard heating and air conditioning system and receive up to $1,100 rebate or 0% APR for 36 months. Premier Heating and Cooling has over 25 years experience in residential and commercial HVAC. It is a family-owned business and they work on all brands and all types of heating and cooling equipment. And besides making sure your air conditioner is working properly, do you suffer from allergies? They take care of your indoor air quality as well. So give Premier Heating and Cooling a call. They are at 636-916-1122. You can go online, premierheatingcooling.net, or find them on Facebook. Premier Heating and Cooling, in business for a quarter century for a good reason. Premier Heating and Cooling, 636-916-1122.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-905-6849. That's 1-800-905-6849. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there's no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-905-6849. 1-800-905-6849. That's 1-800-905-6849.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast and it's easy to use, designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Is running your own business running you ragged? GoDaddy can help with website design, online marketing tools, and 24/7 expert advice. Go you, GoDaddy.
It's the Norman Show, starring Norman. And after Norman, it'll be the Scott Sherman Show, starring Scott Sherman. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to give you the numbers now. You're going to have to hold, I don't know, 5 or 6 minutes maybe. And then we'll get you right in with Scott Sherman. First come, first serve. 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS, or for most cell phones, star KTRS. Now, would you please give it up for the star of the Norman Show, Norman. Norman, I hope you appreciate that we made a special slot here for you. Normally, we kind of go right to Scott Sherman. Yeah. So how are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm staying cool.
Good for you now.
No, that's one thing. I can tell my story where I used to work.
Okay.
I used to work at Worth Industrial Shred Workshop.
I'm sorry, where?
Worth Industrial Shred Workshop in Baton.
Okay.
It was hot.
How hot was it?
On a hot summer day.
And what did you do there?
I was a janitor, cleaned the restrooms and cleaned, kept things clean. And then something else I did, done other work, package nuts, bolts, and screws and that.
Bolts and screws.
And at the time I had good balance. I helped lift boxes and that.
Yeah. Now, you don't have good balance now, I guess.
No,
right?
I sure don't. I have a walker.
I see.
And working at Worth Industrial Shred Workshop, it was hot. And they moved down across from Mallon Craft Factory, worked there, and it was still a hot place. Had fans, but didn't cool things off like this.
Well, you have more fans now than you had there. See what I did there?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have a lot of fans here. You'll never get hot.
That's one thing. And I went back to Project Incorporated on the sixth round Manchester.
Mm-hmm. You got a very good memory, Norman.
It was hot place there, too.
Well, you just went from hot place to hot place.
Yeah.
Now you got a hot show on this station. So now, when did you lose your balance, Norman? How old were you?
I lost it when I had my prostate problems.
Your prostate problems?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Your prostate problems caused you to lose your balance?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well,
I
never heard
of
that.
I had my gallbladder taken out 2 years ago.
Hmm. It just threw off your balance inside your body.
You were used to walking around with a prostate.
All those organs.
And gallbladder, and they took it out, and you shifted to one side. Mm-hmm. You couldn't balance as well. That makes sense.
Mm.
All right. Well, good for you. I mean, you live with your sister. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I went to Goodwill, took training in the cafeteria, and I passed my training really good, and that's how I got on the Steak and Shake, worked at Bell Fountain Steak and Shake, North County area.
What did you do at Steak and Shake?
Washing dishes.
Ah.
That was a nice, cool place to work.
Yeah. Still the best hamburger to me, Steak and Shake.
Mm-hmm. Did you get to eat for free while you worked there?
Yeah. That's a good question. Did you eat free?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Whoa.
I had to weigh 400 pounds working
and
there.
And when I made a move, I worked at Steak and Shake on Natural Bridge.
Wow. You've had a lot of jobs.
Mm-hmm. And when they built, tore the new one down, built a new one over the old Steak and Shake, I worked the one out on Lindbergh.
Hmm.
All employees worked there for a while.
So, wow. Do you miss working?
I do, but...
But what?
Wish I could get a job playing music some way.
Playing music?
Yeah, I think somebody should hire
you. Somebody here who has a band who, you know, has some influence here.
Mm-hmm.
How would you like to play music as part of a band?
Mm.
Maybe a solo act?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What would you prefer to play if you, you know, went on the road? What instrument? Because you play piano.
Kazoo. Harmonica.
Guitar.
Keyboard and have a melody of piano.
Mm. Keyboard.
Mm. And you could sing too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what, Norman? If we play down in that area, down around Sullivan or Bourbon or somewhere in there, we'll try and get you over there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can come up and play during our breaks.
Wow.
And entertain the crowd during our breaks.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be able to do that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What would you charge them, Norman, for that?
That's a good question. What would you charge? You don't give this talent away.
No, you can't do it for free.
$10.
Yeah, can you get
that in the budget?
We could do that.
They can handle that.
Yeah.
$10.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that's a good deal.
And we'll buy you dinner.
Yeah.
Norman, do you have any legal questions for Scott Sherman while you're on the phone?
1972, I had a accident, a city bus running me on Goodfell on Page.
A city bus ran in over you. You were walking or in a car?
I got off one bus, off in one Hampton bus, but the other Hampton bus behind it.
Mm-hmm.
He was going so fast, and his corner, his bumper came up on the curve, caught me, and went down.
You were hit by a bus and knocked you down?
Yeah, it was 1972.
Scott, is the statute of limitations up on that?
Just barely.
Just barely.
He just missed.
Wow.
Sorry, Norman.
That's one thing. I got an artificial hip socket from that.
Yeah, what?
Artificial hip socket.
Artificial hip socket. That would have been a huge loss.
That's a good case.
In county hospital for a while.
You could have been a rich man.
And was on crutches for a while.
Oh, my goodness.
Did they pay you, Norman?
No, they sure didn't. I didn't get nothing out of it.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
That's terrible.
Well, not today.
I got
today
a feeling Norman's not the kind of guy to just go around suing everybody.
No.
It's an accident.
That's right. Huh?
We need more of that.
Did they apologize?
Yeah. Yeah, did they apologize? Did the bus driver know that he or she hit you?
Mm-hmm. Or did he jump out going, what are you doing standing on the sidewalk?
See, Dan said, did he jump out? That's sexist. Oh. Could have been a woman driving the bus. I don't think
that's
like that.
That's one thing Ella was driving the Hampton bus.
Okay. Well, Norman, that's a great story about all your hot jobs. We appreciate it. And the next time we'll have more time, you can play for us, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Here comes your theme music. And,
okay.
Thank you very much, Norman. Always a pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, Norman. Good story.
It's just fascinating. Yeah, we got to hear a little behind the scenes of the man today. I'm just a happy birthday roll call.
It would be great to do a show for everybody that's AM and the PM and have Norman come up and do some stuff in between the breaks.
It either would or it would be not a good idea. I'm not sure which.
Hit by a bus thing.
Because we've never met Norman. We'd probably need to meet him.
Yeah.
It does explain a few. It fills in some gaps that hit by a bus.
What are you trying to say?
That he has an injury which then hurt his balance.
Oh, that may be
artificial
part of
the hip socket.
Yeah, that's when he lost the balance.
His hips don't weigh the same anymore.
No.
One's metal.
Missing the gallbladder.
It causes you to lean to one side. See, he's a lawyer. That's why he's a lawyer. It makes perfect sense. All right, this is what's going to happen. I'm going to take a minute. We're going to talk about Amini's, then we're going to jump right in with Scott Sherman. So, once again, we're not going to give these numbers too many times. If you're really smart and you have an issue or question, you will dial now, 314-969-KTRS. 888-550-KTRS, or what most of you will do, since most of you are on a cell phone, and from most cell phones, it's *KTRS. In Chesterfield Valley, there is a store that is different from all the other stores. It looks different from the outside, and it's very different on the inside. It's Amini's, A-M-I-N-I-S. A lot of stores kind of look the same. You go down Chesterfield Valley, and, you know, nothing really jumps out. But this copper dome building does. And inside are things you normally just don't see together in one store. You'll see some of that stuff one place and some another place, but together, no. Where else are you going to go and see jukeboxes and pool tables and pinball machines and arcade games? And then a beautiful, beautiful collection of handmade and machine-made rugs, gorgeous rugs, and then an entire selection of Jaffe lighting upstairs. Nowhere. Patio furniture, their number one category. And the reason it's number one is there are enough people who are discriminating buyers who've done the cheap patio furniture thing before. They don't want to do it again. Falls apart, doesn't last, and you end up replacing it. By the time you buy four or five patio sets, you could have bought, you know, a good set that's going to last and last and last, and that's all they carry. They don't carry any junk at Amini's. Even if it's something simple, like a dartboard. You can buy little electronic dartboards in Target and places like that for $39.95. They don't sell those. They sell better quality dartboards. And I mentioned dartboard because that's an example of something where you can go in for $300 or $400 and walk out with something that you'll get hours and hours and hours worth of pleasure out of. My son has one. We got it for him for Christmas a couple of years ago from Amini's. It's in his basement. It's terrific. Shuffleboard table. It's not all about games. There's some fine, fine furniture at Amini's. So if you've never been in, please go in. Tell them you're AM and the PM. Take your kids. Every time I go in there, there are kids playing those pinball machines and arcade games while mom and dad are looking at something for the patio or lighting or furniture. It's Amini's. Some great prices right now, too, still on those rugs. A-M-I-N-I-S, Amini's.com.
On this side of the law, on that side of the law, who is right, who is wrong, who is for and who's against the law?
All right.
Well, you see,
you know, and we know you have stuff bugging you.
But
can I sue this person? Can this person sue me? I just got divorced. I just lost my spouse. Everybody has questions. The answers usually cost you $200 or $300. Not here. Not with Scott Sherman. So here we go. And look, there's a line open. I'm going to do this one more time. Let's just do this. From most cell phones, *KTRS. Let's start with Betty. Betty, say hello to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
Great, Betty.
Good. And hi, everybody else.
Hello, Betty.
Hi, Betty.
Hi. I have a question. If you are injured on someone's property and you don't know if they're going to pay you, go through their insurance or whatever, and you just go to the doctor and you use your own insurance, and then later on they do come through, they pay you, and they're maybe going to give you a settlement, you don't know for sure yet, are you liable to... Are you responsible to tell the insurance company that you got a settlement from them, or should the insurance company find that out on their own?
Betty, we did not set this up, right? I mean, we've never spoken before.
This is a great question.
This is not only a great question, this is something I'm going through with not just a couple of clients that are seriously injured, but I go through it a lot. And I wrote down in notes, I will show them just to Frank right here before we started, I wrote down the word ERISA. And I wrote down McCutcheon, which was a Supreme Court case that just came out, before Betty even called.
Wow, you're like a...
This is like ESP or something. Betty, if you or anyone gets your health benefits through an employer plan, you don't just buy Obamacare or you don't just buy from Blue Cross, but it's provided as a benefit of work, and the third party who hurt you, that caused you to get medical care that the plan paid for, you might be liable back to the health insurance provider for the payments.
Okay.
Now, in Missouri, we have a state law that prevents health insurance companies from coming back on the people that they pay for. Meaning, if you go out and buy it yourself and they pay $1 million and you get a huge settlement, you don't have to pay them back anything.
Okay.
But this is the rock, paper, scissors game of health insurance, and it's called ERISA, Employee Retirement Insurance Security Act.
That's right.
It's a benefit of work, and under federal law, if the plan language says you have to pay them back and you get money from the liable party, you should pay them back. You could get sued. So what I do in my cases is we make sure that the people's health benefits are always going through their health insurance because of the discounts and not having to have bills, but we almost always get in touch with that plan, put them on notice, and see what the payback might be. So the short answer to your question is, if you get hurt, you go to health insurance, pays for it, and you get money from the liable party later, you might have to pay it back.
Well, might, though. How does she know if she does?
Because what you'll get in the mail, based on the diagnosis codes that go through the bills that then the plan pays, there are red flag diagnosis codes, mainly for cervical sprain or automobile accident or anything that looks like somebody might have caused it. You don't have an obligation to call them and wave the flag and go, hey, I'm over here.
Okay, that was my question. I think Betty's question. Yeah. Does she need to pick up the phone and call anybody?
You do not have to do that.
Right. No.
Not only that, but if they send you a questionnaire, don't fill it out. Because once you have filled it out, now you've made a contract with them that they can enforce in state court. It's much easier for them. So don't have to call them and say, hey, plan, I fell on somebody's land. Because if they're paying you, they might pay you for pain and suffering. The ERISA plan only is entitled for when people hurt you, and it's for the bills that are paid.
So, Betty, if I read you right, you were just wondering if you need to call anybody and call this to their attention, right?
Correct. And do I need to ask the liable party for extra money to take care of those what the insurance company paid?
What I would do, if you were asking the lawyer, me, I would say, don't call the plan. You don't have to call the plan. It's not your obligation to call the plan. If you're dealing with the homeowner who is liable, say, here's how much I think this is worth, and make a demand on their insurance company for that amount. Don't do it piecemeal and say you need to pay this one back for this bill and this one back for this bill. You do it as one lump amount of the injury, of the damage that you suffered as a result of their negligence. But do you have to pick up the phone and call your plan? No, you don't. And nobody has ever said that you do. And the Supreme Court of the United States just looked at this last year and said you don't.
Okay.
But if the plan says you got to pay him back, if you get money, that's something you got to consider as part of how much you accept.
Okay, so that's, I need to figure out how much the insurance company paid and then add that to whatever I'm asking for.
No, because there'll be a I would always use the figure of the retail price of the bills and not what they paid. There's a big dispute about that. But if you had $10,000 in charged bills and the plan wrote off $7,000 and paid $3,000, your damages are $10,000, not $3,000.
Right.
Plus what you had to go through, how permanent it is, how difficult it was to get around. I don't know what happened to you, but this is one of those things where if you want to do it yourself, be careful.
Okay.
Okay.
But you do not have to pick up the phone and call that plan.
All right, Betty, we got other calls, but if you need any further explanation of this, do you know Scott's email address?
I do, Scott Sherman.
No. And that's a mistake. And that's a mistake that people are making. And somebody just emailed Scott recently and said, to Dan and said, I have tried
this. Law offices of Scott Sherman.
No, law office.
Okay.
Because somebody got all over Dan saying, this guy never calls me back. He had the wrong. He was using ScottSherman@gmail.com. It's law office of ScottSherman@gmail.com. Okay.
Okay.
All right, Betty.
Thank you. Thanks for all your help.
I'm glad she did that. Because that's what a lot of people are doing, the wrong email.
And on that insurance thing, I don't want to go back into the weeds on it, but it is so complicated that the U.S. Supreme Court is even split on it. So if people don't understand it, a lot of that's new, but that's one of the things about having a lawyer that can help you before you get in trouble.
All right. Let's get Doug in here. Doug, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Doug.
Okay, can I Scott, so, thank you. Can I make a suggestion to you? Scott, you're not a broadcaster. Yeah. Every time you address people and they say, say hi to Scott Sherman. They say, hi, Scott. You go, hi, Scott. Hi, Ben. Okay, hi, Scott. It's like it just drops off a cliff. Is that okay to say that?
Absolutely. Let me try it. Can we try it again?
Try it again. Hey, say hi to Scott Sherman. Doug.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Doug.
There you go.
Hey.
There you go. All right. Well, what do you got, Doug?
Hey, I'm in Illinois, and I've been told by my HOA that I need to remove my political yard sign out of my yard, and I can't put it up until 30 days prior to the election per the covenants of the HOA. But from what I understand, in 2011, Quinn signed it into law that municipalities could not enforce a time restriction on when yard signs could go up and when they would have to come down. So I was wondering, do I have to abide by that covenant of the HOA?
I mean, I almost think this is like the Citizens United case. If Congress can't pass a law to restrict donations to within a certain amount of time because of the First Amendment free speech, how much more pure free speech is there than a political lawn sign on your property than what you're doing? I would say that would be a violation of your First Amendment right, unless you have specifically waived that. I know they're not a political entity, but I think that that would be a violation of your First Amendment right to free speech. This has happened in flag cases before with homeowners associations and condo associations. And quite frankly, I think that, and I don't want to get you a bunch of legal fees, but leave it there. And I, you know, if somebody tries to come take it, call one of the TV stations. I think that you would have the right to put that lawn sign up.
I think the worst that can happen, Doug, is at some point you'll get a letter. By the time they do all that, you've made your point and the election's over.
Yeah. They're
not going to prison for this.
And if it's a homeowners association versus a municipality, is it the city telling you can't do it or the HOA telling you can't do it?
No, it's the HOA, but I mean, isn't their governance with the rules of the HOA sort of looked at like a municipality? And that's kind of my understanding, and that's how they get away with being able to make some of the rules that they make.
The ones that have had restrictive covenants that are private have been struck down because they violate people's civil rights. Well, what greater civil right would a person have than their First Amendment right for freedom of association and freedom of speech?
Okay, but you can also say that, use that if he wanted to put a big sign up that said F-U-C-K, you know, you can't do that. You can't have that sign up.
Well, there's, yeah, yeah, there's certain, every right has limitations to it. But the right of putting the name of the person that you support for some elected office is not the same as something that would be swearing or obscenity or something like that. Yeah. So the size of signs has always been a set of legal arguments. Sure. But the content, this is strictly content-based. I don't think that this would hold up unless there is something that I don't know about where the private relationship of the status of the HOA would allow that. I think you would have the right to keep that up.
And the HOA is not the federal government. It's the HOA. And what are they going to do? By the time they get around to having a couple of meetings about it and get you a letter, it's over. And you take it down anyway.
Right. And there are some cases about... You know, there actually was a case involving Donald Trump. This is nothing to do with politics. But years ago, he put up a giant flag either at one of his developments or where there was an HOA, and they wanted him to take the giant flag down. So like 10 years ago. He never did. He said, screw you. I'm not taking a giant American flag down after 9/11. And they backed down. So if they push you, I would push back with 2, 4, 5, 9, 11, whoever would come out to your place and say, it's un-American to restrict my free speech right to support the candidate of my choice for whatever office.
In other words, don't lose any sleep over this, okay?
Yes.
All right, very good.
All right, Doug, thank you. One more, and then we got to take a break. I know that, so let's get Nick in here real quick. Nick, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hi there, everybody.
Hi, Nick.
Hey, Nick. Hi, Nick.
Hi. Got a question. I had a nephew who was a passenger in a car that was involved in an accident, single car accident, driver slid off the road, hit some trees, lots of injuries. Two people were ejected from the car, including my nephew. He has a $10,000 hospital bill. I don't think, and I'm assuming that's one of the things I wanted to ask you, I don't think the driver had insurance other than liability. And I wanted to confirm that with liability insurance, his passengers would not be covered under any kind of health insurance, in which case he would essentially, would he have to sue the driver to get any kind of reimbursement for the hospital bills? He doesn't have health insurance either.
On the liability, your nephew is an innocent victim of that person's negligence. I believe they would be subject to being liable up to the policy limits.
Okay.
So I don't know what the policy limits are of the driver.
Right.
I think liability insurance is just for this kind of thing.
It's for this and for causing an injury to someone that's not excluded. So there might be that he's driving his mom around and she might be excluded under the policy because she's part of the policy. But to have your friend in the car, the friend is able to collect for the negligence of this driver.
Okay.
On top of that, there's a lot of ways to handle the bills. And if the person whose car it was has something called medical payments, and you're telling me they might have only had liability, then what you would want to do is, if the bills are really high, is use, and your nephew doesn't have health insurance, is use in Missouri. Is this a Missouri case?
Yes, it is.
Okay, good. Because Missouri has a lien statute, a hospital lien statute, meaning that if you put all of the providers in one lump sum, and it's $10,000 for this and it's $5,000 for this, let's say it's $20,000 and there's only $25,000 to pay your nephew, you can tell all of the providers, hey, we'll give you a lien and we'll pay you pro rata one half the net. Bottom line, $8,300 goes to your to the lawyer, $8,300 goes to pay all the bills and they're wiped out, and $8,300 goes to your nephew.
Okay.
You use the lien statute when the bills are 50% or higher of the total return of the case.
Okay.
So that's a powerful way to get money and pay your bills without getting stuck getting sued by these medical places.
Okay.
All right.
Yes, thank you.
Hi, Nick.
Great.
Thank you. Nick apparently understood what you said more than I did. I had no idea what you were talking about.
Yeah.
I absolutely don't know what you were talking about. Don't explain. We don't have time.
Okay.
We have to take a break. All right, we're going to take a break. I'm going to invite people to change where they do their banking unless they're already at First Community Credit Union. If you are, thank you very much. If you've told them your AM and the PM, thank you, and apparently you have, or they wouldn't still be on the air with us. First Community Credit Union is a terrific place to bank. I don't know where you bank, but if you're listening to this show regularly and you're not banking there, Shame on you. I'm not kidding. You should feel the guilt. You shouldn't be able to sleep at night. You should have dreams. I am now mentally, I am imposing on you telepathically guilt and shame so that tonight when you try to sleep in your dreams, you'll see yourself at another banking institution. And when you walk in, Peon and Dan and I are there with swords and machetes to greet you at your bank and punish you for not being afraid. I know it's a horrible, horrible dream, and you don't want to have it. Here's how to avoid it. Just do your banking at First Community Credit Union. We know where some of you live. This technology, Google Maps and all this, when you listen to the radio, we have new technology at this station. We actually can tell where the radios are that are tuned to the station. We'll come to your house and get you if we see you. But I know this is horrible, but it's just we have to do what we have to do. So just avoid all that. Go ahead, change your bank, and go to First Community Credit Union. You won't be sorry. You'll be glad you did. It's the largest. What?
Cindy, we see you in the shower right now.
Cindy, you've got a great body.
Yeah.
And Bob, turn around because we don't want to see you. You are hideous looking without clothes on. See? Right there, we proved it. We can actually see you. They talk about iPads and computers having a little camera. We got better stuff than that. So here's what you do. You go to the bank at First Community Credit Union. You'll be glad you did. The rates are always competitive. The people are friendly and wonderful. 42 locations, the biggest credit union in the St. Louis area. If you want to know more, you go to their website, firstcommunity.com. Meet me.
All right, let's look at traffic right now with Frank Ladd.
Hey, Dan, we've got some problems out there. Westbound Highway 64, you're stacked up from west of Winghaven out through Highway 70. Been watching on the monitor. There was an overturned vehicle blocking all lanes westbound Highway 64 on the overpass over Highway 70. They've just got it squeaked over to the right side now, so you're making your way around it on the left, but those delays are definitely there. And it's a long stretch of heavy volume now westbound 64 approaching Highway 70. Other pockets of volume are out there, those normal stretches, westbound Highway 64 between Grand and McCausland. Southbound 170 between Olive and Highway 64. Working with an incident, looks like maybe northbound 170 as well, approaching Ladue. I'm seeing a heavy pocket there just south of Del Mar. 70 westbound, you're on the brakes now, headed around the bend between near Jennings Station. Westbound 64 coming down the hill, seeing volume as well between 270 and Mason. Incident, as I was saying, on 170, there's an additional incident southbound 170 just south of Del Mar, blocking the left lane. Drivers in the northbound lanes, of course, are slowing to take a look. That's why that delay is there. Westbound Highway 70 seeing delays now, 141 out through 5th Street, and they're still working with whatever's out there. Southbound Highway 55 approaching Route 4. And so you've got long delays from New Douglas down through Route 4, southbound on 55, eastbound on 64. You're on the brakes now. Grand to the Poplar. This update is brought to you by Account Temps. Business needs can change in an instant. Account Temps Flexible Staffing Solutions provides accounting and finance professionals wherever you need them. Visit AccountTemps.com. Account Temps, they are a Robert Half company. Frank Ladd in the KTRS Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. Are you planning your vacation? Why not take McGraw and Kelly Jackson with you?
Wait a minute. Business class? I'm sorry, I only fly first class.
No!
Yeah, thanks for the invite, but my hotel room must have a mini bar.
No! No, we mean take KTRS with you on your vacation via the KTRS app.
Oh, wait a minute. You mean I wasn't invited on your vacation?
Just go to your app store, search KTRS, download the app, and listen to the Big 550 with crystal clarity wherever you go. And it's absolutely free. Get it now and tap the app to get the Big 550, no matter where in the world you are.
No company sells and installs more windows than Window World. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for the number one replacement window company here in St. Louis. I've been a spokesman of theirs for at least 12 years, and they have grown exponentially because they have a very simple formula. Great customer service and great windows. In fact, the windows come with the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. Window World Windows comes with a lifetime warranty that covers all the parts, glass breakage, as well as labor. For the last 6 years in a row, they've sold over 1 million windows nationwide. Why is that? Because they stand behind their product. Window World. If you're looking for windows, there really is no other company. I would put my reputation behind it. Window World Windows, 314-993-1800. That's 314-993-1800 or windowworld.com for the best windows at the best price, best customer service, windowworld.com.
Never paint again. Seriously, who wants to paint anyways? Rhino Shield would love to paint your home, business, or church for the last time. You know, when it's not raining. Water and sun are the two most damaging villains against your home's defense for chipping, cracking, peeling, and rot. Our permanent ceramic coating locks out 100% of the moisture, 90% of the sun's UV rays, and we back it up with a 25-year transferable warranty. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. See why we are rapidly becoming your neighbor's go-to solution for cracks, splits, nail pops, and just bad color schemes. Now's the time to be smart to save time and money. Call 877-25-RHINO, 877-25-RHINO, or 877-25-RHINO.com. See what we did there? Genius.
Is it that time when dentures are in your future? Well, before you talk about dentures, let's talk about dental implants and let's talk about Dr. Bowen. Because at Dr. Bowen, he is world-renowned when it comes to dental implants. He has gotten all the education. He's up to date on all the latest technology. So if you need a full mouth extraction, maybe a couple of teeth, or maybe just one tooth, dental implants could be in your future, and Dr. Bowen's the one to do it. When you visit Dr. Bowen, he will go over the entire procedure, and all of the procedure is done right there on Dunn Road in Florissant. Bowen Dental Care is a family-run dentistry that has been handed down from generation to generation, and many people are going to Dr. Bowen to talk about dental implants. In fact, those existing dentures you have right now, he can turn those into dental implants, whether it's the first visit or a second opinion. Bowen Dental Care, 314-921-3500 or BOAIN, BowenDentalCare.com.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. Hi, I'm Inc. magazine best-selling author Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my brand new book, Wealth Beyond Wall Street, because we all know another market crash could be right around the corner. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough, and since then I discovered a way to grow money potentially double digits, reduce taxes dramatically, and also have my money protected when the next stock market crash hits. When the next market crash hits, you lose nothing. Call Wealth Beyond Wall Street now to get your free copy and talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to get potential double-digit growth during good years and never lose when the next stock market crash hits, all while building a tax-advantaged retirement. Call 1-800-648-0303 now to discover this asset that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to grow wealthy. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call 1-800-648-0303. 1-800-648-0303. That's 1-800-648-0303.
How would you like fresh chicken breasts or a veggie salad as part of your vending options at your business? Well, it's possible thanks to Dynamic Vending. It's a brand new concept here in St. Louis. They've been around 25 years and have revolutionized the vending machine business. Dynamic Vending, with their state-of-the-art kitchen, will deliver fresh food to your vending machine every single day. Don't believe me? Call them and find out for yourself. DynamicVending.com. It's too good to be true. DynamicVending.com.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Everybody needs a good butcher. My butcher, Menino's. But why? Well, you get great hands-on service, not to mention customized cuts of beef and great information so you'll never mess up. Menino's Market has lean baby back ribs, $4.29 a pound, as well as a huge selection of choice Angus beef. They have a large selection of potatoes, pasta salad, and don't forget about the warm homemade French bread all day long. Menino's in Cotterville, and for catering, MeninosMarket.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, we're jumping right back in with Scott Sherman. Lisa has been waiting patiently. Lisa, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hello, Scott Sherman. How are you today?
Whoa. I'm great, Lisa. How are you?
I'm good. AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I have a good one. My father passed away in 2012, and we all had to go to probate court and so on and so forth. It took 6 years to get through that, and I thought, well, you know, I'm going to Google my name on caseset.com, and it came up that I was being sued down in Lebanon, and no one tried to get a hold of me, and they had my name, number, and everything. You want to talk about surprise when I showed up in those lawyers' face?
Yeah, I bet you. I bet they were surprised.
Yeah, and they had all my, I mean, they had my address, they had my phone number, they had everything.
But Lisa, did they ever serve you?
No, they never did nothing.
All right, so what's your question for Scott Sherman?
Well, the question was, can they do that?
Can they sue you?
Why were you being sued?
Not can they sue me. I'm not being sued. They were trying to take property, okay, that I had inherited.
But for what were who? Why? Why were they trying to take it?
Well, they said that they received that property in 1950 from the city of Lebanon, Missouri.
So you had a title dispute over the property?
Oh, yeah, it was, yeah, and I had no idea until, like I said, I Googled my name on caseset.com, and it came up that I was being sued to take this property away, and like I said, my father passed away, we did all paperwork, we inherited that property by siblings and whatnot. And
all right, hang on, we don't have much time. Scott, let me ask, but nobody ever contacted you, you found it yourself, I don't understand what
the
problem is.
I know, that's what I was saying.
Did you win?
Was there a judgment? Yeah.
Well, the judgment was, yeah, that the property did belong to the church. Not all of it, just a portion of it, that it sat on this property since 1935, I do believe. And apparently the title kept getting jacked around, and I had no clue until, like I said, my father passed away, and I was the executor, and so on and so forth. And my father and I, my siblings went to probate court, and everything was settled. We inherited the property, so on and so forth. I had no clue that this property church sat on this property that we owned. Oh. Not a clue.
In 30 seconds, what is your question?
Can the lawyers do that without you knowing that you got a court date?
No, you've already done it.
Well, you have to give someone no proper notice by having them served personally on something like that.
They
can put, if they have a dispute with you, whether it's for eminent, whether it's for a hostile takeover of your property, or whether it's for a quiet title action to see who owns it, they would then serve you personally, unless you show up to court like you seem to be, like, hey, I'm going to fight you. So if they
I did show up, and you want to talk about the faces of the lawyers.
Yeah, they were probably really surprised because they probably in a difficult spot because they couldn't show that you were served. It cuts both ways. If you go there and you win, great for you.
Being sued.
Yeah. Did you win?
Yes.
Okay, congratulations.
All right, so I don't understand what the question is if you won.
Well, yeah, I won, but I didn't realize that you don't have to be served.
Well,
and like I said, I just Googled my name on KCNN.com.
Okay, yeah, we've heard that. Okay, well, it's over. You won, and that's the end of it. There's no real question.
They're
here.
Supposed to have served.
Thank you, Lisa.
They're supposed to have served her.
Okay, I mean, but it's over.
She won, but she lucked out because if there's a lawsuit filed and they never
got proper service. Unless they've lied to the court and committed a fraud, they would have to have some sworn document saying, we served Mr. Opinion, or we served Mr. Geis.
Okay,
but she just went there.
Okay, it's over. She won. That's it.
She's lucky.
There's no help needed. Nothing.
None.
It was now we're out of time. So next week we'll get to people with questions and who haven't had some sort of closure to their situation. We'll do this again next Thursday. Here's Scott with his email address. And pay attention. Don't get it wrong. Here we go.
LawOfficeOfScottSherman@gmail.com.
You can find it at Facebook.com/AM and the PM. You can also find it at FrancoPinion.com under sponsor. Give it up for Scott Sherman.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you.
We'll be back next Thursday, and apologies to Lisa, but she didn't really have a question or an issue.
She had a story.
Done and over with, and next week we'll get as many people in as we can that really need help. We have the traffic?
Yes.
Let's do it. Tim Wineland's on vacation. Filling in is Frank Ladd.
Thanks, Frank. They've cleared the accident westbound Highway 64 at Highway 70. All lanes are back open, though, although the damage hasn't been done. You're delayed now from Winghaven out through the incident scene. Southbound 170, we've got a crash now south of Delmar. Only the far right lane is getting by. Southbound drivers are backed up between Page and the incident. Northbound drivers slowing to take a look from Galleria Parkway. Normal volume out of the city westbound on Highway 64. Grand all the way out through Big Bend. Eastbound 64, Grand up through the Poplar Street Bridge. Northbound 55, you're slowing, ramping on to northbound 55 from Highway 44. Seeing delays up in North County, eastbound on Highway 270 between McDonnell and 170. Southbound 270, heavy stretches between Olive and Doherty Ferry. Right in the middle of it, we've got a pair of stalls at Clayton Road before and after Clayton Road, and one of those is in the left lane. This update is brought to you by Account Temps. As the leader in specialized temporary staffing for accounting and finance professionals, Account Temps matches your staffing needs with skilled temporary specialists. Visit AccountTemps.com. Account Temps, a Robert Half company. Frank Ladd and the KTRS Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
This is Chad Bond, midfielder for St. Louis FC. We represent St. Louis. We fight for St. Louis. We fight for you. Because in a family, we fight for each other. We're all part of something bigger than ourselves. Last year, you sold out our stadium time and time again. This year, we will take that fight to the field. This is our city. This is All Flow One.
St. Louis FC, presented by Mercy, takes on the Portland Timbers on Saturday, June 25th at 7:30 p.m. For tickets, visit stlouisfc.com.
Addiction can affect every family and every neighborhood. That's why there's ARCA. Find out more at ArcaMidwest.com. Whether your family is in the grips of a heroin addiction, maybe it's alcohol, maybe you're a working professional that has an addiction problem, ARCA has outpatient treatment programs as well as short-term and long-term programs to get you back up on your feet. I've seen it work myself. To find out more,